The Birmingham City Council will consider increasing the city's minimum wage to $10.10 per hour. Local media reports the council could vote on an ordinance as soon as this evening. Dozens of people rallied outside City Hall after a council meeting last month to show support for an ordinance requiring all businesses within the city and those contracted through the city to raise the minimum wage. Alabama doesn't have a state minimum wage law. That means the standard is the federal wage floor of $7.25. An employee who works 40 hours a week at federal minimum wage makes about $15,000 a year. Council President Jonathan Austin submitted the ordinance. It would first increase the minimum wage to $8.50 in July of next year, and then again to $10.10 in July of 2017. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley is endorsing Ohio Governor John Kasich for the Republican presidential nomination. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold has more.
Governor Kasich joined Bentley at the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in Birmingham. Governor Bentley says Kasich has the executive-level experience and background necessary to lead. He called Kasich to offer his support after seeing him in a recent debate. The governor cites Kasich's experience and compassion as factors in his decision to endorse him. Bentley is the first Deep South governor to endorse Kasich, who is generally viewed as being among the more moderate Republican contenders. While Kasich is among lesser-known Republican candidates, a strong performance during the first debate produced fresh signs of momentum. Bentley was a convention delegate for former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee in 2008. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Alabama Restaurant Week is underway, and this year's event includes tourism as well as food. Participating restaurants are offering reduced-price lunch and dinner menus to attract new customers. Alabama's tourism office is also working to promote culinary weekends in cities like Birmingham. Gray Brennan is the regional director of the Alabama Tourism Department. He says it's a great way for local establishments to promote themselves.
We have heard from several restaurants who love the fact that their business increases during Alabama Restaurant Week and that they get new customers, people that they've never seen before, walk into their restaurant and decide to try it out. So from that standpoint, it's a great economic boom to the individual restaurant.
Along with the special Restaurant Week prices, Brennan says restaurants still have their original menus available. Alabama Restaurant Week will continue through this Sunday. And the Alabama Secretary of State's office says several voter registration events will be held in the coming week throughout the state. Now your forecast.
Good Tuesday morning to you. Good chance for rain and storms occasionally today. Temperatures topping out of the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy with a good chance for rain occasionally today is on Wednesday and on Thursday. Not going to rain the entire day, but understand there's going to be some passing downpours. Lows tonight in the 70s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.